Hey, welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Nick Zarley. I am the college pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. I want to welcome you and just remind you of a few things that we covered this past Sunday. We are wrapping up our adulting series as we take a look through the book of Proverbs. What we have said that every week is that wisdom is doing life God's way, that God, the author of life, has given us a perimeter for our life, saying this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do. And it's for our ultimate joy and our ultimate good to pursue what God has laid out before us. And so just the encouragement each week has been to pursue wisdom, in every area of our life. And that the great news of Proverbs is that wisdom is available, that it's something that we can have. And so when we come to Jesus and we come in prayer and we ask for wisdom, that wisdom is available and that we can have more of it. And that there's no better time than the present to ask for that wisdom rather than waiting until it's kind of a dire situation and things have kind of fallen apart and we cry out for wisdom only to receive nothing, because instead of searching for it in the present, we waited until the moment was dire. And so I would encourage you even now to ask for wisdom and to seek in your life, because Proverbs makes it clear that wisdom is available. In Proverbs 4, we see that there are two paths. There's the path of the fool and the path of the wise. In Ecclesiastes, it talks about the wise going to the right and the fool going to the left. And so these paths that lie before us, we have an opportunity to walk in wisdom or to walk in foolishness. And something that I just noticed in my own life and just reading through the scriptures, when the rich young ruler comes to Jesus, he begins with, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus, rather than answering the question he's asking, he begins with, "Why do you call me good?" He's not questioning whether or not he is good, because Jesus, in fact, is God and God alone is good, as he's going to say here in just a moment. But what Jesus is getting at is this idea of this man's goodness. Where does this man's goodness come from? What is it founded on? Is everything good? Or is everyone good? And so what he's poking at there is just revealing where that man's finding his goodness. And what we see Jesus say is that no one is good but God alone. And so that every man and woman and child, that we are not good on our own, that we need a savior, that we're not able to rescue ourselves. And so what I've noticed in my own life is that I can drift easily into the pursuit of good. I can find it in my relationship with my wife. I can find it in a relationship with my children, with my parents, with my employees, with my clients, with my friends. I can find my heart drifting towards the pursuit of good, which is to do the best that I can, to be the best that I possibly can be at every area of my life. And you would say, that's not a bad pursuit. And I don't think that is a bad pursuit, but my heart is in the wrong spot. Because what I'm trying to do is to impress everyone around me, and I'm trying to hold myself up and trying to rely on my own righteousness, my own self for all of those things. And what I have found is it just consumes my life. Because if things are going well, then I feel good about myself, but it only takes a look. It only takes a comment. It only takes a little bit of doubt to creep in, and things start to unravel. And I find that what I was relying on, that there is nothing there, that it is a weak foundation and it crumbles. And so what I see in my own life is that when my heart drifts that way, it is the path of the fool to pursue goodness or to be good. You see, the rich young ruler recognized that despite all that he had, he was missing something. That even though he had wealth and power, he had all of those things, he missed something. And he saw it in Jesus. I love what Jesus tells his disciples after explaining to them that he was going away, that he was going to prepare a place, and their hearts are clearly troubled. And while comforting them, he tells them that he is the way, the truth, and the life. You see, the path of the wise is to pursue Jesus. The path of the fool pursues his own goodness and relies on self, but the wise man will pursue Jesus. And so my encouragement this past Sunday and for you now is to pursue Christ, is to give up the pursuit of goodness, but to pursue Jesus, to confess where you fall short, to confess where you miss the mark, and to recognize that we are unable on our own to save ourselves, but Jesus can. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so this week, just some encouragement for you. I would encourage you to think through that. And that when you feel your heart drifting towards goodness, or when you feel your heart trying to please everyone around you, and that somehow that satisfaction from pleasing them, that gives your heart rest, what you should do is direct yourself to the good news that our ultimate rest comes in the finished work of Jesus. And on the flip side, that when your heart becomes troubled because you don't live up to other standards, that you don't do it well enough, that you're not good enough, rather than to despair, celebrate and rejoice in the same good news of Jesus Christ. Our hearts are fickle. They will go back and forth between being satisfied and being in desperate situations. And it's going to lead us to kind of be washed back and forth. And that is the pursuit of good. The pursuit of Christ is to rest in his finished work, to spend time in relationship with him, to talk with him in prayer, to hear his word being read to us or reading it ourselves. And so rest in the finished work of Jesus and find time in your day to spend moments with him, confessing your sins and directing your hearts to the finished work of Jesus. If you would you pray with me before we wrap up our Drivecast this morning? Jesus, we thank you for this word. I pray that we would do life your way. I pray that we would seek out wisdom and that we would walk in the way of the wise, that we would pursue you with all effort and with all energy, and that we would give up the pursuit of good, knowing that it will never satisfy and knowing that it is a weak foundation. And on the other hand, Jesus, that you are a solid rock, and that we can come to you and we can find rest, that our hearts will be filled up as we pursue you with all effort and all energy. Thank you so much for the cross. Thank you for the relationship that we have with you, for reconciling us and redeeming us to yourself. I pray that we would walk in that and find ultimate joy. We love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for checking in during this day's Drivecast. I would encourage you to be in prayer and to apply those things that we have just talked about. Have a great day, and we look forward to seeing you again. Thanks.